Back in 2010, just a fraction of Indiana students were taking their ISTEP exams online. Now, compare that to Wyoming, where all students took their exams online that year. Or at least they tried to.
I remember making a phone call, and a principal frankly told me it's not going well. We've had some disruptions.
Jackie Borchardt was covering education for Wyoming's biggest newspaper, the Casper Star Tribune, at the time. She reported on disruptions like the ones Indiana students experienced last April. Screens freezing or going blank. The website kicking kids out of their tests. And it only got worse. The next day, Borchardt was covering a meeting, sitting behind a school principal.
And she kept checking her BlackBerry every couple minutes. It was buzzing and beeping and going off. And afterward, I said, what's going on? She's like, well, we're having the problems we had yesterday times 10.
Patrice Riley, a school official in Bighorn County, Wyoming, remembers students submitting their writing tests and then their screens simply going blank.
We weren't sure if it got submitted or if it disappeared into cyberspace or what happened to it.
I can think of one student who had done his writing prompts, I think, three different times.
Mark LaHiff is an administrator in Wyoming's largest district in the state capital, Cheyenne.
I was in on several conference calls with the state superintendent and representatives from the districts, and I can tell you districts were angry.
And the state superintendent was angry at testing company NCS Pearson.
They blew a whole lot of smoke at us about their capability.
Jim McBride is no longer Wyoming state superintendent. He lost a reelection bid later in 2010.
I think what they were using us is a laboratory, if you will. And a lot of vendors come to Wyoming for that reason.
Pearson officials apologized that summer, and a spokesperson added last week, when mistakes happen, we analyze what occurred so it doesn't happen again. This is the point in the story where Indiana finds itself now, dealing with the widespread fear that tainted data will hurt test scores. But here's where the surprises in Wyoming begin. The state hired a testing expert to look over the test results that summer. He found no evidence that the disruptions hurt student scores. And then, reporter Jackie Borchardt remembers, the statewide scores came out.
Generally speaking, they were up across the board.
That's right, up, despite all of the problems. But here's the irony. State officials had asked the federal government for a waiver from using the test to rate Wyoming schools. And 1 week after the results came out, Borchardt says Wyoming got its waiver. These great results wouldn't count.
I talked with principals and superintendents who felt maybe we should give the waiver back because these scores are great. And, our school's been struggling for a couple years, and this score would have turned us around.
Wyoming has since gone back to testing its students with paper and pencil. But Wyoming's positive results after a disrupted online test leaves a question.
Could we be lucky here in Indiana that happened again? I suppose so.
But Terry Spradlin from Indiana University's Center for Evaluation and Education Policy says he'd be kind of surprised if it did, given all the stories of crying students and stressed teachers.
Looking at historical data for schools and for individual students, there should be enough information to extrapolate whether the scores are indeed valid. We'll let the third-party evaluator, Richard Hill, maybe speak to those issues.
Hill is due to release his opinion this month on whether the 2013 ISTEP exam is valid. And Hill himself is the final twist in this tale. He's the same testing expert Wyoming hired to review its 2010 results. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.